The Syrian Refugee Crisis. In the spring of 2011, anti-government protests spread across the Middle East. The movement became known as the Arab Spring. In Syria, protesters demanded the resignation of President Assad. Government forces answered with violence. This sparked a civil war. As the conflict worsened between government forces and rebels, millions of Syrian civilians began to flee their homes. Within 4 years, nearly half of the nation's population had fled. Many have ended up in refugee camps. Displaced people often flee in the dark with just the clothes on their backs. If they are caught, they are killed, tortured, or forced into battle. Some are forced to give all their money to border guards or smugglers. In Syria, many left on buses in mass evacuations. The buses became targets and evacuations were stalled. Since March 2011, approximately 11 million Syrians have fled their homes. Close to half of these people have left the country. Many have made it to refugee camps in neighboring nations, including Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, and Iraq. When the refugees arrive, they are exhausted from their journey. They are also in desperate need of food, shelter, and health care. In camps such as Zaatari in Jordan, tens of thousands of Syrians have set up new villages. These camps have makeshift stores, schools, hospitals, and places to play football. Though a refugee camp is meant as a temporary place of settlement, Syrians don't expect to go home anytime soon. Syria's neighboring countries don't have the resources to feed, shelter, and provide healthcare and education to millions of people. Water shortages and poor sanitation are two of the biggest problems. The refugee camps in Iraq have the worst conditions. They are already overflowing with Iraqis who have fled their homes due to war and hunger. The Syrian civil war has resulted in one of the worst humanitarian crises in recent history. Approximately 470,000 people have been killed in the war. Some European nations have closed or restricted access to refugees, saying they have lost control of their borders. Other nations have responded by accepting more refugees than ever before.